This is a very important issue, one of the most important issues I've seen in a long, long time. Most of you may not know, but I'm also an attorney in addition to a cow-calf operator in northeast Oklahoma. I've read this rules multiple times. I cannot believe how shocked I am by the overreach of this rule. EPA consistently tells us in our conversations with them that that is not their intent to regulate all lands. But when I read this rule, I see no way out of it that it does not give them, it gives them the authority to regulate all lands. I think back to one time when I read this rule, I think back to when I was an infantry officer in the Army, and they trained me that there were five types of land. And the way you recognized them, if you were sitting down on a piece of granite land and it was dark at night and you sent four soldiers out on the compass points and they all came back and they said, I was going uphill, you were in a depression. If those four young men came back to you and said, all four of them went downhill, you were on a hilltop. If three of them went up and one of them went down, you were in a valley or a draw. And the opposite, you were on a ridgeline. And the last piece of ground was two of them going up and two of them going down. You were on a saddle. All of those pieces of land, except for a depression, drain water. In my legal opinion, they're all within the reach of this rule. Because no matter where they drain, they're going to drain into something that's going to drain into something else that's going to eventually, if you're in between the two mountain ranges, get to the Mississippi, except for some exceptions in the northern part of the United States. All of them get to the Gulf of Mexico. You know, you may have found it interesting that I use the pronouns something, something, and something, and it reflects back on some conversations I've had with EPA, spending hours with attorneys talking about the difference between gullies and draws and valleys. And that's how ridiculous this rule is written. You know, in addition to this rule, I guess if there's a good thing, there was an interpretive rule released, and it's really not a good thing. And this rule is so draconian, it didn't even give us the opportunity to comment on it. It allows us to get an exception to this regulation through normal farming practices. Except now they've defined those normal farming practices in terms of 56 conservation practices as published by the NRCS. And if you want to be classified as a normal farming operation, you got to follow all 56. Although, again, the EPA in their discussion says that's not their intention. I'm just reporting to you the way I read it. Those 56 conservation practices include such things as prescribed burning, prescribed grazing, fencing. All of them are burdens that will be placed on you and I in order to comply with a normal farming practice operation so we don't have to have an EPA regulation. Again, the comment period closes in the middle of October. Please, if you haven't done so, go to NCBA website and make a comment. Or we're all just going to suffer the consequences of calling the Corps of Engineers every time we want to clean out a bar ditch.